Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
And welcome to our August Board of Education meeting. Let us stand for our pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberties and justice for all.
Please note that all board members are present. May I have a motion to approve the agenda for our board meeting?
Move.
Mr. Jaime, second. Dr. Quintero. Any discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
A motion approved. Approval of the minutes for the regular meeting on June 6, 2023. May I have a motion to approve the minutes for the regular meeting on June 10th? And the reorganization meeting on July 10th, 2023. And the regular meeting of July 10th, 2023. Can I have a motion? It's the June 10th meeting.
June 6th.
It's a typo. I'm sorry. It's the regular meeting, June 10th.
June 6th.
Reorganization meeting from June 10th.
July 10th.
And the regular meeting of July 10th.
Correct.
May I have a motion to approve the minutes of these meetings?
Move.
Mr. Jaime, second. Ms. Early Davis. Any discussion? All those in favor? Any abstentions?
Abstention?
Yes. Mr. Ramos? Motion approved. At this time, I will have a report from Tiffany Capers on the Sewanaka Board meeting.
No, we don't have a high school report right now.
Okay.
Yeah. But I just want to remind all the parents in the audience that the library summer reading is up this week, so make sure you take in your reading logs. They have some really cool gifts. I took mine in yesterday.
And my president remarks is that I hope you all had a very nice summer so far. We have a lot of work to do on the board for our children and the community, and I look forward to conducting business respectfully and with efficiency. I would like to thank the board and our community for entrusting me with leading the Board of Education. Thank you. Are there any audience members who would like to speak on the agenda items only? Any correspondence, Diana?
We received our two applications for the bond committee, which I gave to Ms. Capers.
Okay. Thank you. I will turn the meeting over to Ms. Gomez for a report of the attorney.
Thank you, Ms. Garlick, and good evening, everyone. The first item on the attorney's report is a resolution for the board to reject certain bids. The resolution states, be it resolved that the Board of Education, based on the complete analysis of bid results, approves the recommendation that the following bids be rejected for the district-wide HVAC upgrades project in the total amount of $26,780,595. All bids for contracts AT-M, CC-M, CA-M, DB-M, CA-M, I'm sorry, that's GA-M, SM-M, mechanical construction work. Do I have a motion, please?
May we have a motion?
Moved by Ms. Capers in a second.
Second.
Second by Dr. Cantara. All in favor? Opposed? Abstentions? So moved. Thank you. The second resolution is for a rejection of bids concerning contract P plumbing work. Be it resolved that the Board of Education, based on the complete analysis of bid results, approves the recommendation that the following bids be rejected for the district-wide HVAC upgrades project in the total amount of $1,085,000. All bids for contracts AT-P, CC-P, CA-P, DB-P, GA-P, SM-P plumbing work. Do I have a motion, please?
Move.
Motion by Ms. Garlick and a second.
Second.
Second by Ms. Capers. Mm-hmm. Okay. All in favor? Opposed? Abstention. So moved. Thank you. The next resolution is for the approval of legal defense and indemnification. Be it resolved that the Board of Education approves the following, whereas in accordance with Education Law 3811 and or Public Officers Law Section 18, as well as under any other applicable legal or insurance policy provisions, employee Mary Natoli, collectively Elmont UFSD, have submitted written requests for legal defense and indemnification regarding a complaint in an action titled Ali versus District Attorney Office. The complete caption has been provided to the board and will be stated on the agenda. Whereas there are allegations in the above-mentioned legal action arising from the performance of Elmont UFSD's exercise of their official duties and responsibilities, and whereas Elmont UFSD does not waive any rights that it may have to challenge any aspect of this legal action, including but not limited to improper service of the legal action, and now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Education hereby designates the law firm of Silverman and Associates or a law firm designated by NYSER to represent Elmont UFSD in the above-mentioned legal action. Do I have a motion, please?
Moved.
Moved by Ms. Capers. Do I have a second?
Dr. Cantara.
Second by Dr. Cantara. All in favor? Opposed? Abstentions? So moved. Thank you. And that concludes the attorney report. Thank you, President Garlick.
Thank you. At this time, we'll turn the meeting over to Mr. Harper for our superintendent's report.
Thank you, Ms. Garlick.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Hope everyone's enjoying August. It goes by fast, I'm telling you.
Too fast.
Seek a motion to approve professional items. Motion to approve personnel items on pages 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1 through 6. Yes?
And 7.
With the exception, with the one exception.
What's the exception?
That's it. Uh-huh.
On page 2?
With the exception.
With the exception of Melisande.
Melisande.
Destra.
Yes.
Destra. May I have a motion to approve professional personal items?
I don't want to interrupt. Are we clear that we are removing?
Yes.
2.1, the first caption from the agenda?
That's correct.
Okay. So if we could please request a motion to
table.
2.1,
no,
the first, not all of 2.1, but the first name on that, last name Destra, D-E-S-T-R-A.
It's being removed.
That is being
removed
from the agenda. We need a motion to make that change before we can approve the other items.
Okay. Can we have a motion to approve the removal of Ms. Destra?
Move
Ms. Capis. Second.
Second.
Mr. Hyme, any discussion? All those in favor, say aye. Oppose? Any abstentions? Motion approved. Can I have a motion to approve professional personal items in on page 1 through 6?
Seven.
1 through 7?
Move.
Move, Mr. Jaime. Can I have a second?
Second.
Second, Dr. Quintero. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Any abstention? One abstention, Mr. Ramos. Motion approved.
Seek a motion to approve civil service appointments, changes in status, and resignations as noted on pages 8 and 9.
May I have a motion to approve the civil service personnel items on pages 8 and 9?
Move.
Ms. Capis, second. Dr. Quintero, any discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Any abstentions? Hearing none, motion approved. Oh, one abstention. Mr. Ramos. Motion approved.
Is he okay? Yeah. Seek a motion to receive 3 items on page 10. Item 1, Committee on Special Education. Item 2, Committee on Preschool Special Education. Item 3, Section 504 Committee.
May I have a motion to receive the Committee of Special Education, the Committee of Preschool Special Education, and Section 504 Committee recommendation on page 10?
Move.
Ms. Capers. Second, Mr. Jaime. Any discussion? Discussion?
Yes. So with these committees, is there like extra cost to it?
Is there extra cost with the committees? Like what's more the details with it?
I don't understand the question.
He's asking whether or not there's any cost to these committees. These are in-school committees, and there's no cost because it's run by personnel.
So during school hours?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
All those in favor? Any opposed? Abstentions? Motion approved. Go ahead.
Seek a motion to approve items 4 through 11 as noted on pages 11, 12, 13, and 14. And 14 and 15, I'm sorry.
May I have a motion to approve other items for board actions, attention items 4 and 4 through 18 on pages 11 through 15?
19.
Through 15?
Items 4 to
19. 19 needs to be separate because we need a volunteer from the board to sit on that committee.
19.
That's separate.
That's separate.
Yeah, so.
19 is separate.
Yeah. Ms. Garlick, I'll volunteer for the committee.
Okay.
Item 19.
Item 19. Dr. Quintero will volunteer for the committee.
And I move the motion.
And
I move the motion.
Okay.
You need a second.
Can I have a second? The Dr. Quintero will be on.
Oh, sorry. I think we've got two different things going on here. So first, we have the approval of items
4 through 18, page 11.
Which run from pages 11 through 15. We had a motion by Mr. Jaime. We need a second on that motion.
Ms. Capers, second.
Okay.
Any discussion? All in favor? Oppose? Any abstention? Motion approved. Now we can make a motion for Dr. Quintero.
So I make a motion to appoint Dr. Quintero as the volunteer from the board to be the designated board member as the committee of one on behalf of the board regarding requests for impartial hearings for the school year 23-24.
Can I have a motion to have...
I'm sorry, Mr. Jaime made the motion, and now we need a second.
Ms. Early Davis.
Thank you.
Any discussion? All those in favor? Oppose? Any abstentions? Motion approved.
Items noted for the minutes on page 16, item 1, workers' compensation, item 2, budget transfers under $5,000.
Items 1 and 2 on page 16 are noted for the minutes.
Seek a motion to approve the schedule of disbursements and warrants as noted on page 17.
May I have a motion to approve the schedule of disbursements and warrants on page 17? Move Ms. Capers.
Second
Dr. Quintero. Any discussion? All in favor? Oppose? Any abstention? Motion approved.
Seek a motion to receive the Treasurer's Report as noted on page 18.
May I have a motion to receive the Treasurer's Report on page 18?
Move,
Dr. Mr. Jaime.
It's more free time than I said.
Second, Dr. Quintero. Any discussion? All in favor? Any opposition? Abstentions? Motion approved.
Seek a motion to approve the business report and all other approvals and authorizations, item 4A.
May I have a motion to approve other approvals and authorizations on page 19? 4A. Move Ms. Early Davis. Second, Mr. Jaime. Any discussion? All in favor? Oppose? Abstentions? Motion approved.
Items 20, items A through I are noted for the minutes.
Items A through I on page 20 are noted for the minutes.
Page 21, the vandalism tallies for June 2023.
Item A, the vandalism tally for June on page 21 are noted for the minutes.
That concludes my report.
Does anyone have any committee reports or informational items? Does anyone have any old business? Does anyone have any new business? Yes.
Hello, all. How you doing? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I was very appreciative and honored to be selected to be up to the high school board. But at this time, I'm going to be stepping back. So just wanted to make that announcement. Thank you.
Sorry, Mr. Ramos, I wasn't expecting that, so I don't have remarks prepared, but are you officially resigning your position on the Salonica High School Board that this board elected you to?
Yes, at this time.
Yes, that's correct, at this time, ma'am.
Okay. If that is the case, then this board will have to vote as to whether or not to accept that resignation, and then you'll need to consider electing a new representative to go to the Salonica board.
That's not executive session.
No. That does not need to be done this evening. I believe you can function with one representative for now, but it is something that would need to be done in the near future.
So just to be clear, until it's done, then, she won't be functioning with one member up there.
Until a new person is elected, yes. And until the board votes to approve your resignation, you're still in that position.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Does anyone have any legislative items? Does anyone have any items for future consideration? Is there anyone in the audience who would like to speak?
Good evening, John Smith. I just want one question. Where are we standing on this here budget, the bond that we passed last year, as far as the construction's going? I mean, they were working on security, and we were told it was going to be air conditioning starting in summer times, and I ride by schools. I really don't see anything happening. So, you know, where are we at this point?
Give the short answer.
Short answer is bids have been issued for a bulk of the work. The vestibules, security vestibules, are more or less done. I think there's some door work possibly. Then the bids for all the other work were issued. The bids came in July 10th, was it that they said earlier?
Yes.
19 bids.
July 10th, 19 bids. Bids came in higher than we had anticipated. Inflation that's gone on in the last few years. So that's why what you saw tonight was two bids being rejected, and they're going to rebid it to see if they can get the cost down some. I would expect in the next month, either next board meeting or the one after at the latest, you'll be seeing a whole report at this meeting with bids, with contracts being awarded and contractors being
engaged. Okay, is it possible that each month we get like an update, like just to let the taxpayers know that their money's being used, and this way each month we know, okay, we're doing air conditioning at Carlson or COVID or whatever, we're doing X, Y, and Z, so we have an idea.
You'll see a lot of that, I think, once they get into gear. The process for the last like 18 months has been all the design work from the architect, submission of plans to the state, and then chasing after the state to approve everything, and then making adjustments through that process to get to the bidding phase, which is where we're at now.
Well, I agree with what you're saying, but I mean, if it would have been possible that when the bond issue was passed, we would have heard steps up to this point to where we are today. So
yeah,
if we can bring that to the public, I you know, we know what's going on. So civic associations can bring it back to their people and say, this is what's happening on the bond. All right? Thank you very much.
Can I just make a request on the agenda, Ms. Delahanty, that something related to the bond be added under the reports 1 and 2, and possibly a third under number 5. Thank you. No, I would think it would be most appropriate at the top.
Good evening, Claudine Hall, lifetime resident of Elmont, Jamaica Square president. At last month's board meeting, I requested that a report be given for the Floral Park Memorial High School, because the majority of my children in my community attend Floral Park Memorial, and I didn't get an answer that month, so I'm coming back again today with the request again. And also, you said that there was no report from the high school, so does that mean that Ms. Alamo's leaving Floral Park Memorial as assistant principal and becoming the principal at Cary is not a report? And is there any updates on the principal for Elmont Memorial? That was in the form of a question. I'm sorry.
I don't have any report on.
I know,
Ms.
I respect that, President Garlic, because you're not the one that's given the high school report, so I wouldn't expect it from you. I would expect it from Ms.
Yes.
Capers or Mr. Ramos, who has not been voted out yet.
We usually get a report from the high school principal, and we share that with you. We did not get a report. So that's why I said, I gave the answer that I did, that there was no report from the high school, meaning that the principal didn't send us a report for me to share with you. But you are right. We did the work this at that board, and that's a different board, but we did do the hard task of finding a principal for both those buildings.
But you can't discuss them at this point?
No, they're out. They're public, and they'll be discussed at the high school meeting on August 22nd. I think that, or the 29th.
But if you're giving a report for the high school,
I'm not giving a report because I didn't receive a report from the principals.
But you have public knowledge of who the principals are.
Yep.
Thank you, Ms. Capers.
Sure.
Good evening, Lynette Battle. I did have a question in regards to the school safety plan. I went over the July meeting, and I Facebook Live the meeting, and then I also went over the meeting minutes and listened to it. I didn't hear anything in regards to the safety plan, but I see it first reading district-wide school safety plan here. Now, my next question is, when you go on the school, the website, you have to search for that safety plan. It's not easily found. And I need to understand why not, first and foremost, but where are we with the safety plan?
The safety plan.
I saw that it was it said that it was a topic for tonight, but then on the agenda it says it's not listed. So
no, it's not listed. It's on the agenda for tonight.
Well, it's on the agenda for a first reading.
Yes.
Yeah.
So are we dealing with it tonight or no?
It's the first reading.
It's the first reading, and we probably would do that in executive session.
Second reading. So the district plan is a plan that's mandated by the state,
mm-hmm.
and so there's not much wiggle room in terms of updating language because it's a template that comes from the state that we're required to fill out and post publicly on the district website 30 days in advance of us approving it.
So where are we with it? So, like I said, I had to search for it. It's deeply hidden. It's not easily accessible. So should it be prominently where people can access it and look at it?
So, Fernando, can you bring it to the forefront of the website tomorrow?
And typically what we've done in the past is put it on the Board of Education page. And that's where we've been putting it over the years. But we can certainly bring it over to the forefront and put it on the home page.
Yes.
To make it more prominent. Sure.
Okay, thank you. And then I just wanted to say, as a parent, my son had the privilege of, he's working for the Elmont Union Free School District. Normally he works for me, and it's a nightmare and a half. And he's had a wonderful experience working for the school district. What he realizes is easier to work for mommy than to work for the school district. He's home sleep right now. And what I would like to say is more children from the district should be able to take advantage of the opportunity. And how can we make it such that more children from the district get to take advantage of the opportunity? I would like to get ahead of it so more parents can get their children working in the district. In New York City, there's SYEP. Long Island does not have that. And there are so many parents calling me asking, Ms. Battle, where can my child work? We're looking for opportunities for our children to work close to home for the summer. I was fortunate enough to be ear hustling to learn about the opportunity. But our kids need something to do during the summer. So I'm asking now so we can get ahead of it. I'm very happy that my child is home sleeping and not playing video games at this moment. So I'm saying that it works. He's learned another skill set. So I want to implore you to make this opportunity available for more children. I see the benefits of it.
Thank
So, job well done. Keep him busy until September 5th.
All right. Is it on?
Okay. Our next regular meeting will... Jamaica Square Home Improvement League presents backpack giveaway with supplies, grades K through 6. Child must be present to receive a bag. It will be at Henderson Park Avenue Park on Henderson Avenue in Elmont on August 12th from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. while supplies last. And this is from the Civic Association at Jamaica Square, Claudine Hall. So please take advantage of it. And I heard that the prices of everything is going up for children, so that's a great thing.
We didn't discuss it, but we can go back and discuss it, or do we have to do it now?
What's that? Our next regular scheduled meeting will be held on September 12, 2023, on Tuesday at 8 p.m. at the Elmont Road School. May I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Move.
Move, Mr. Jaime.
Excuse me, sorry. Mr. Ramos would like to present another back-to-school event.
Okay. Go ahead.
So being that it was just said that school supplies are getting expensive, I was aware of another school supply giveaway. It's going to be Sunday, August 20th, 2023, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Gateway Christian Center, 502 North Central Avenue, Valley Stream, New York. After the meeting, I can I'll come out and let you guys see the flyer. I'm sure it'll be around in some of the community chats. But, yeah, just hearing that. Okay, and the top of the flyer says, join Assembly Michelle C. Salages, Legislator Carrie Salages, and Gateway Christian Center for a back-to-school supply getaway. Just in case you leave out of here before I can reach you, you know where to look. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Now, may I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Move,
Mr. Jaime. Second, Dr. Cantara. Any discussion? All in favor? Have a good night. Motion approved.